Step 4 is to use your voice effectively. Your voice is one of your most powerful selling tools. With it, you communicate ideas, thoughts, and feelings behind your product. Keep in mind, it is not just what you say, but the way that you say it. Vary the speed of your speech to add emphasis to your presentation. You can either speed up or slow down to draw attention to what you're saying. Vary the tone of your voice to cue the listener that what you're saying warrants careful listening. For example, say, "Can you think of any other costs your medical insurance wouldn't cover? What if you had to be off work for 6 months to a year? How would this affect your family financially?" Help the prospect by raising your voice at the end of a question or nodding your head when you want your prospect to acknowledge a yes response. Now let's see how well you understand how to establish control. Good luck! Consider this scenario. It's Friday, the end of a long work week, and you can't wait to meet your friend at your favorite local restaurant for dinner. When you arrive, you're seated in your favorite booth and are enthusiastically greeted by your server. You can't wait to order your favorite meal. But your server pulls up a chair, introduces himself, and describes some tasty specials of the day. And although you didn't want to order an appetizer, you can't pass up the appetizer sampler. It sounds so good. Even though both you and your friend already planned your orders, you both decide to try something different. What happened? Your server got you interested and excited about the specials, established control, and created the proper environment for buying. As a sales professional, you must develop the art of getting your prospect interested and enthusiastic about your products. Enthusiasm and positivity are contagious. When you are genuinely excited, prospects are more likely to make a decision to buy. In this course, we'll show you how to establish control with confidence. Let's get started.